marriage made in heaven. So, is a woman a second-class citizen of the kingdom? Is she to be subdued, browbeaten servant to the male species? Certainly not. What the Bible teaches will not put women back into the Stone Age, nor will it turn us into a bunch of Muslim-like women who stay covered in black sweaty burkas. If you knew me, and by the time you finish reading this book, you will know me. You would know that I am the farthest thing from a mousy, browbeaten wife. But I know what God teaches about women, and I know that for you to be happy, really happy, as I have been happy, you must follow and abide in God's role for women. God has spoken frankly as to why He made us as He did and what our role is to be. Yet so-called Bible teachers today tear apart what God has said and make the average young wife reading these scriptures feel as though what God has said to her is an insult. I too am a woman. I have spent my life counseling women. After almost 35 years as a wife, counseling ladies, reading thousands upon thousands of letters, and chalking up my own life experiences, I have concluded that what the Bible says on this subject is rock-solid truth, and it works. I have also seen the sad results of the teachings that reject the plain sense of Scripture. My conclusions can be said to be scientifically correct. That is, the evidence that leads to my conclusion is reproducible. Anyone can test it and get the same results. The Creator knows best, and His way does work. His word is meant to be taken at face value. And when any woman does as I have done, the blessings are incredible. I have received thousands of letters from women who have entered into God's miraculous, blessed plan by simply believing and obeying His word concerning our place as women. I have seen lesbians set free and become wives fit for the kingdom. I have seen broken whores, drug addicts, and church-taught rebellious ladies all become women who honor their men and become good helpmates. I have seen marriages born in hell and then remade in heaven. Do you know even one couple who says they have a heavenly marriage? I know that the angels in heaven stand amazed at how much a man can love a woman, how he can break down weeping at the thought of how precious she is to him. The reason he loves her so is because she is precious. She has earned his total adoration and love. She is what God asks of a woman, and the end result is a man who cherishes her beyond anything this world can know. When someone tells you that the Greek doesn't read submit, obey, or silence, just ask that person, "How is your marriage? Would you say it is glorious? Will God use your marriage as an example in heaven of how He wants Christ and the church to be?" Those who change the word of God concerning a woman being a helpmeet do so because they don't know the wonder of a marriage made in heaven. I do. If you want what I and thousands of women have, then you must follow the plan the way God wrote it in the Bible.